This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
It's the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. During the course of the next week, we are going to try and catch up with all the mayoral candidates from across the Limestone Coast, and I have one of them on the line right now. Dennis Mahovics joins me. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you today?
Absolutely fantastic. Now, Dennis, you are putting your hand up for Mayor of the Wattle Range Council. Why did you decide you'd run for mayor?
Well, it's something I've thought about for quite a long time, Ewan. I did have an opportunity in 2006 to join the council. I knocked it back at that point. I also was approached in 2010 to run for council. At that time, I was running a pretty big business, so I decided not to run. But, in 2014, I decided that I had some time and the opportunity was there, so I ran for council. This time I'm actually running for mayor because there were some health issues associated with Councillor Dicer, who was also going to run. And when he pulled out, I thought, well, this would be an opportunity for me to see if I can benefit the community for all the opportunities I've had in my business in Melbourne.
Dennis, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I was born in Mount Gambier and grew up in Glencoe. Moved into Millicent in 1972. I did an apprenticeship as an electrician. Then in about 1981, started my own business with my brother-in-law, Terry Lonergan. And for 37 years, we've run an electrical contracting business in Millicent. Married to wife, Pat, two children, six grandchildren. We sold our business last year to our two sons and are now employed by them. Given the opportunity to be the mayor of the Wattle Range Council, I'll give up that work and concentrate on the role of mayor.
Dennis, what do you think the big issues are that are facing the Millicent community and the Wattle Range community?
Oh, there's several issues, Ewan. Obviously, some infrastructure issues. I think the most important one is the Penola bypass. That has caused significant concern within that community for a long time. You know, whether it's the right side and whether it's the right thing to do and all those sorts of things. But now it's been funded by federal and state government. I think that's probably going to put that issue to bed. Obviously, the policing issue in Palangadu and Beachport, the relocation of the detective from Millicent to Mount Gambier has caused some concern in the community. I don't know there's much we can do about that. These are policing policies and ministerial decisions being made. There's been a lot in the local press about, you know, what can be done and how it's been done and how it's been managed. I think I'll leave that to the politicians to make that decision. Things like rate capping. I'm concerned about the implementation of rate capping. I'm not in favour of rate capping. It tends to limit councils significantly in their major infrastructure projects. We have issues with things like cost shifting within the state government, things like unity housing and NRM levies and all these sorts of things that actually put imposts on council administration. You know, we're collecting a state tax in the NRM levy that really has nothing to do with council. It's simply money passing through. And I don't believe that's a role of council to actually administer that tax for them. Mm. Things like rating of the wind generators. Yeah, we've got 104 wind generators in our council area. We get about $500 per wind generator, whereas in Victoria they have a significantly higher rating capacity on wind generators. You know, that's something we've looked at as well. But once again, it becomes a state and federal issue that we have to try and negotiate. Return local doctors to Millicent Hospital. We've got a very good doctor's clinic in Millicent that doesn't actually service our hospital. And that sort of concerns me a bit as well. You may have read in the local press regarding the sporting grants for the Kalangadu netball facility. Coastal protection is another issue where we have trouble. We've got some significant issues at Beachport and South End with coastal protection. We're struggling to get funding with that. Waste management's going okay. So, look, overall, we're doing pretty well, but there are some pretty big issues that we need to probably tackle in the next 4 years that will impact on our capacity to give services to our community.
Dennis, why should people vote for you in the upcoming election for the Wattle Range?
I think probably the biggest advantage I have is that I've had experience over a long period of time. I started becoming interested in local council when my wife nominated for council, and she was actually the first Deputy Mayor of Wattle Range Council, and I became very interested in the running of council at that point. I've been interested in it for quite a long time. As I said previously, I've been approached by business people and people in the community to actually run for council. Now I have the time, I have the passion, I believe I've got the ability to do it, and I've certainly had the 4 years' experience, which I think you need to get up to speed. I think if you don't have that experience, you tend to lose momentum with council, and we've had a very cohesive council in the last 4 years that have achieved a lot. and I'd like to keep that going.
Dennis, it's been sensational to talk to you this morning. Thanks for having a chat. Good luck in the mayoral elections, and hopefully we get the chance to talk in the future.
Appreciate your time. Thank you.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.